morning to KD and Joy and Dre this morning. Hope that you up. Dre and Devin and Ronnie and Woody and Christopher and Leon and the whole gang this morning. Hopefully y'all all doing good. DJ in the back and AD, yeah, neighbors to you guys. Hopefully y'all all doing well. And Jay, good morning, guys. Those of you I haven't been calling, probably because I dropped your number some kind of way on my phone and just decided to drop numbers, and I don't know what's going on. I don't understand it. The numbers are just gone. So if I don't call you for a while, call me so I can have your number. I don't have it, Kevin. I know I don't have yours, Menard.
baby.
Big Booty Judy was a friend of mine. Big Juicy Booty Judy made me lose my mind. Big Booty Judy was a friend of mine. Big Juicy Booty Judy made me lose my mind. Friend of mine, Big Juicy Booty Judy made me lose my mind. Big Booty Judy was a friend of mine. Big Juicy Booty Judy made me lose my mind. Friend of mine, Big Juicy Booty Judy made me lose my mind. Big Booty Judy was a friend of mine. Big Juicy Booty Judy made me lose my mind.
To you, hopefully all is going well. You and your horse. Time to run him.
Come on with me,
Curtis, up in Texas. Hopefully you're having a great day. You and your bride.
You gonna be with me, boy? I know you wanna ride with me. Come on, we're going offshore. Oh yeah, I'm gonna take a ride to that offshore lounge, and we can do that old offshore shuffle.
I know there's a lot of rumors going on right now on Chris Hardwin with the shooting and stuff, and it just goes to show you that we need to check our kids. Do they have guns? They got guns. Are they carrying guns? You know, check the room. Check them, because the means that they're walking with guns mean they may not come back home, or they may prevent somebody from going back home. But Chris is doing pretty good. I don't think he had anything life-threatening. So just to kind of ease the pain, a lot of people thinking about how is he doing. So he's doing pretty good, and I haven't heard from him. But I'm sure maybe he will call. Let us know.
John Delafosse, Gino Delafosse, Bojack. We have the time of our life, baby. All that old y'all show now. Come on, everybody now. Come go with me, yeah, to the offshore lounge down in Lawtel, yeah, to the offshore shampoo. At that old Thursday night Zydeco one, that's where everybody got started. Wayne Singleton. Oh, Roy got Skeeter playing drums. And look who just walked in. Jeffrey Boo Russo. Now look at them ladies, boy. Look at them ladies. They're doing that offshore shuffle. Get it, girls.
Offshore shuffle.
Oh, just like we do on a Thursday night. It's only Thursday night. That's all.
And do the offshore shuffle.
Every Thursday night.
Vous êtes avec le programme des articles sont pas sortis ce matin with MC and JB. And John, what you got?
Well, we have the little lineup for Vermilionville, Joe Hall, tomorrow, starting off at 1 o'clock. And then on the following Saturday, I mean Sunday rather, will be John Wilson. And then on the following, then, on the 22nd of August, will be Mike Broussard. And that's for the month of August.
Month of August,
that's
okay.
That's the Zydeco musicians going to be playing. And so that's one safe place you can go. I got to say that, too. Vermilionville, people go there with sensible attitude.
Uh-huh.
And what is. Now, I'm not saying all the other places. No. I think that all the other places do have a lot of safe protocol in all places that you want to go out and dance. I've always been associated with Vermilionville, and it's always a pleasant place to go out and dance. I know that Route 92 up in, not just mentioning one place, but all the other places, they do have safe protocol and all that kind of stuff. But it just so happened, yesterday or last night sometimes, at this trail ride, and these youngsters or this person who was doing the shooting, and as you said, Melvin, earlier, to Parents, you need to check your children because they have guns.
And no matter how old your child is, it's still your children.
That's right.
You're still the parent.
That's right.
You know, there's no age that you stop being the parent. You're the parents until one of you go. Either you go or they go. So
that's right. That's right.
You're always the parent.
And to whoever's during the shooting last night or wherever they're during the shooting, first of all, let's think about what you're doing. And if you happen to get caught, you're going to jail.
Yep.
Is that where you want to end up?
Yep.
You want to end up in jail, so then everybody will just control your life right there in jail.
Yep.
While outside, you have the freedom of being able to roam around and do whatever you want.
And yes, we have rules, but everybody should live by the rules. You live by the rules and
that's
everybody
right.
be all right.
That's right. So, everybody want to enjoy themselves, yeah. Melbourne.
Freedom, freedom. You know, just like what's going on right now with the pandemic is coming back around. Why? Because I got the freedom. Yeah, you got the freedom to catch it. Yeah, you got the freedom to die. Yeah, you got the freedom to suffer through the pain of having COVID-19.
That's right.
Or having the new COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. You know, Delta.
Yeah, Delta. You have the right to get that.
Yep,
yes,
yep,
you
yep.
do.
Delta.
But do you have the right to give it to someone else?
Someone else.
Do you have that right? No. You don't have that right to
no.
give it to anyone else.
No.
And how do you not give it to someone else? Precautions. Take them. That's what the mask is all about, and it's going to come back. We're going to end up having to wear them completely all over again because
right.
some of us don't want to take the shot and don't want to wear the mask and don't want to be protected because I got that freedom. Yes, you do have that freedom, but everybody
that's
has the freedom.
The freedom.
And everybody got the freedom. So
yep.
you got to take care and protect
that's
yourself.
That's right. Just be on the side of caution.
Yep, that's it.
All it
that's
is.
All we're saying.
Yeah,
and the other thing, too, I just want to let everybody know that Andrew is in the hospital with pneumonia in Big Mom Move today. He's under care over there, and he's not doing too bad. Just having
right.
a little bit of problem with breathing. And yes, he has had his shots, but he is in there for pneumonia. And knowing Andrew was out there in that sun trying to bale some hay and all that heat,
oh,
and not taking
yeah.
no liquids and stuff because it's extremely hot with whatever you're doing right now. So you do have to protect yourself. So he's in the hospital, and I'm sure he'll be getting out soon. But he's
well,
doing,
the best
doing,
wishes. Hopefully that he'll,
yeah.
he'll be all right.
We just
then.
Hope. So everybody else yeah. is going to, just to let people know what
yeah.
is going on.
Yeah.
That's, all right.
All right. Well, just keep on doing what you're doing. Enjoying the music. Again, we do it every Saturday morning.
Zydeco right music.
Every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it right here for your entertainment.
Right.
That's what we try to do here. All of my cousin, Yo, from Maurice and Ronald. And, of course, the Lewis family in Youngsville, Barbara Ann, who is the head of the family over there, just like you. And then, of course, you got the Green family up there on Green Road. And Joyce is the kingpin.
Is she?
And then on Collie Saloon Road, Pat is the kingpin. So, therefore, that's how we run. And Deborah right here on Angelo Street. Deborah, you got it. You the kingpin of all of that. And Guidry, Ken Guidry is the kingpin. Good
kingpin.
Morning, Ken. And right. Chris the plumber, by the way.
Chris
good morning,
the
Chris
plumber.
The plumber. Up in the Sunset area, you've got to say it. And Pat the plumber. So those plumbers.
Oh, Pat the plumber.
Pat the plumber.
With the quit in the back.
Yes, yes.
With the quit.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Quit.
Say good morning to Red and to Tonya this morning, Luann and Charles up in Lake Charles, Curtis and Beverly. You know, hopefully everybody's doing well. Philip Victorian, hopefully you're getting better, buddy, and everything is going well. Fred, Amos, and Walter up in Lake Charles and the families and everybody else. Val and Alfred, good morning to both of you. And just want to say good morning to all my Zydeco yeah. Webbers. We do appreciate you guys listening to us every Saturday morning. We try to bring you news, try to keep you up to date. And if you have some news that you think we need to know about or
just
need
let
to let
know.
The people know, let us know. We don't have a problem. We will screen it, make sure that it is good stuff to go out. And don't come and give us any gossip because we can't deal with gossip because gossip is could be in everybody's mind. But anyway,
let's see.
Anything,
got,
what you got?
I forgot, too.
What you forgot?
Patrick Henry is going to be over the brass room tomorrow night. I mean,
Patrick
Monday.
Henry.
Monday.
Monday night.
Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Monday
back,
night.
Yeah.
Monday night.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And free food, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, you want Now, people who go in there to free food, now, remember this now. You're going in there to enjoy yourself.
And no, but so don't go in there first to eat.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, take them on in the glory of the owner of the place. Yeah. So.
That's right. And so all of you, say good morning to all of my family members. Of course, you know, I got to start off with Matt Cope, Dello, Tope, Put, Edward, and Monica. Good morning to all of you. Hope that y'all doing well.
All right, Bow Down Club coming to you right now.
Let's do
something like this. I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always.
Whoa!
Morning, Don and Cal.
Yeah,
Mary Rose up in Houston. Welcome. Got it going on, Q. Those of you that think Andrew had COVID, he tested negative, just so you know. So he did test negative, and he has pneumonia.
Can I have a little plain old country boy? Don't try to play me for you. Why you want to walk away from me? Yeah.
right, going out to Leon and Veronica and Q this morning. I know you guys are busy working it. Follow that chicken. Curtis up in Texas. You got any chickens? Curtis in Charlottetown. I know you got some chicken. Probably out there fighting with them right now.
Follow me, chicken. Lord, I'm full of corn. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow you home. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard. Chicken too small to fry. Get that chicken in the barnyard, baby. Chicken too young to die. Follow me, chicken. Lord, baby, I'm gone. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow you home.
We want to send condolences out to the Lewis family up in Lautell area. They have lost Preston Lewis, who passed away. And Rita Manuel just called in and just wanted to acknowledge the fact and let the folks know and send condolences to the family, the Lewis family up in the Lautell area. So we hope that every one of you are being cautious in
yes.
all this. And so just be careful. That's all we can do. My brother Paul, good morning to you. And Charlie and Kennedy, first cousins. Pickle, all them old geezers.
The old geezers?
Yeah, that's some old geezers. You know?
What's a geezer?
It's like a gizzard.
It's like a gizzard.
I don't know. I just thought about
that. I just came up with that.
Because gizzard and geezer.
They're close.
So I just thought about it.
Oh, old gizzard.
Yeah, an old gizzard. You see?
Is that an old fried gizzard or old gumbo gizzard?
That's a gumbo gizzard.
A gumbo gizzard.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's a little bit better.
A gumbo gizzard. No, you can't fry the gizzard. The old gizzard, you can't fry the old gizzard.
Too. You fry
and it'll be too gumbo.
You'll never eat it.
No. You boil it, you put it in gumbo, you tenderize it a little bit.
But otherwise, you fry it.
No.
You got some chewing going on.
Floyd, what's going on there, Floyd?
Yeah, Floyd Anderson, good morning to you. Hopefully all is going well. I know he's losing people in his family. He lost several people in his family.
Just had a funeral this past week.
Yep.
And so all those things that happen, man.
All right, morning train.
Kevin Menard.
Gotta go. No more. Ow!
country girls like the cowboys.
All right, big tall brothers and sisters with your big tars. Here we go. Big tar. Big truck.
Oh, yeah.
Mac and the rest of the gang up in on that East Coast. Big truck.
Who is that?
Selling that food. That good old food while people sitting there enjoying themselves.
Well, I met this girl the other day in the big city. Oh, yeah. I walked up. She put her hand up and stopped me. Oh. She said, before you go on, you gotta tell me what you drive. Because if you ain't country, well, then my boy, you're wasting your time. I think I'm in love.
Roll me, baby. me like a wagon wheel. Ah, they roll me, baby. You gotta roll me like a wagon wheel. Ah, they roll me, baby. Oh, that pain I can't feel. Talking about slow roll. Slow roll me, baby. You gotta make sure you got a good hold. Hold on to me, you know what I'm talking about. I want you to slow roll me, baby. Make sure you double check that hold here. Hold on here a little bit.
And Donald Braxton. Amos, Walter, good morning, guys.
Hey, Stephen.
L. Ray V and L. Ray B, good morning to both of you. Good morning, Bernice. Hopefully you're doing well. Merci à tout le monde qui est à peine écouté aujourd'hui, un samedi chaud. On sera back encore samedi qui vient. On va faire la même chose que on fait encore. And thank all of you for being with us this Saturday morning. We appreciate all that you do for us, and we greatly appreciate that. We just ask that you stay safe, be safe, and don't do anything to others that you wouldn't want them to do unto you. That is really the golden rule, and for some reason we've kind of forgot that golden rule.
And I want to congratulate the Dope Seed Brothers on their induction to the Louisiana Hall of Fame.
Dope Seed Brothers.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And it's quite a deserving thing. It was a nice performance last night, and I have to congratulate them all on what they've accomplished. I'll continue doing the work that you normally do. And we'll be back next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. So yep. You just stay tuned right here for Herman coming up right after that on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Clarice, good morning to you up in Swallow this morning. I want to holler at you. And John, if somebody steps on your foot,
you know what you got to do. Say, I'm sorry, I had my foot under yours.
Hey Chris, I like that right there.
Bro.
I like that groove.
For sure, my boy.
I'm all the way up right now already.
Up there.
We got the champ in the house, Leon. You in here. Ooh, what you think, man? You think we can go live one time?
L'amour. Love, love, love. All you need is Francomix. French-speaking music and people from all around the world every Thursday at 9 p.m. on KRVS Radio Acadie.
Support comes from the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. Louisiana is the nation's second largest seafood supplier and produces 850 million pounds of seafood annually. Shrimp, crab, crawfish, oysters, finfish, and alligator all come fresh from Louisiana waters. More information on Louisiana's bounty of seafood for restaurants and homes can be found at louisianaseafood.com. That's louisianaseafood.com.
Show your financial support for KRVS Public Media and local programming. Contact us at 337-482-KRVS, krvs.org.
The Medicine Ball Caravan rolls every Monday through Thursday morning at 11 a.m. right here on KRVS or anytime at krvs.org. Support for KRVS comes from Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual. Partnerships like this make our community a better place to live and work. Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual is proud to support the work of KRVS. More information on the financial services offered by Taylor Davis and Northwestern Mutual are found by email at taylor.davis@nm.com. That's taylor.davis@nm.com.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hey!